Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Old Rob F. Switch is here.
Did you say old or old?
Old
with an apostrophe.
Yes.
Or is it O-L-E?
I'll leave it up to your imagination.
I think it is O-L-E. You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's, you know, ole. You know, it's, you know what I mean? It's
ole.
You get that Latin flavor, you know?
Okay, I can see that.
So, video game music podcast, 8-bit and
16-bit.
Era music only.
Beyond 16-bit once.
Yeah, right, once. And that was a special, that was a very special episode.
Right, on a very special Legacy Music Hour.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention at the top of the show that we have a live event coming up on May 11th. So if you're in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, wow.
You say that like you don't.
Well, I'm
like,
just,
you, like you're surprised about it.
Yeah, right? Well, I want the listeners to. I'm going through this with the listeners.
Right.
Hold on. Let me get my pad and my pen.
Yeah. Okay. So write this down.
Okay.
It's at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Friday, May 11th, and I think it's at 8 p.m. We'll post all the information up on LegacyMusicHour.com for you to check out. And it's not going to be a dance party, but it's going to be our game show, Name That Tune. So it's basically Name That Tune, but with video game music. Name That Tune, but with video game music. And also there'll be the VGM karaoke, which we do sometimes. There'll be a dance battle also. So all three of those elements will be at the live show. It's mainly going to be the Name That Tune contest, but. It'll be about an hour long, and again, it's May 11th at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Yes, Rob.
I was raising my hand.
Yes.
What if I want to be a part of this?
If you want to be a part of it, show up. Show up definitely before the show starts, and there'll be an opportunity for you to write your name on a card, and you can enter into the contest that you want to participate in. So. And then we'll draw name. We'll just basically draw names from a bag, and those. So the contestants will be audience members, and it'll be random though, random drawing. So, wow. You know, here's the thing: we want some people who know their stuff. So, you know, I mean, we the last time we did this, we had really easy tracks. I thought, you know, I mean, pretty elementary tracks, people were getting stumped. They were not able to really compete, and those people shouldn't have been entering the contest, I feel like, you know?
Well, let's just put the word out there. Listen to our past episodes, okay?
Yeah.
Bring your A game, and do not embarrass you or us.
And
me specifically.
Yeah, don't embarrass Rob.
Thank you.
And the thing is, see, I'm afraid that people who are too hardcore are going to enter, and then the stuff that we play is going to be super
okay.
easy.
Okay, now, we've done this a couple of times already.
Yeah.
Your worst fear has not come to fruition.
Right, that's
so
true.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
It will not happen. You know what? Can I talk a little smack right now?
Yeah, okay.
No one out there is going to do it, because no one out there has the knowledge.
Right.
And if they are out there, hey, they're just scared, and they're hiding. They're hiding behind their light gun. Mm-hmm. Afraid to come out.
They're hiding behind the super scope.
Exactly.
So, they're hiding behind their power pad.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, the power pad. I forgot about that one.
And it's not a world class track meet that they're playing. It's the aerobics game that you were able to do.
Right.
I have that aerobics game, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever play it?
I mean, it's not really a game. It's an exercise thing.
Sure.
But I think I've used it before. Yeah, I've tried to work out to it or whatever. I mean, I don't work out in general, but
right.
I've tried to do it. You know?
Yeah, I think you could probably do that with any game.
I'm trying to remember if there is any games in it. You know,
right.
But anyway, anyway, there will also be comedian contestants as well.
Okay.
So that will be part of it too. Sort of celebrity guest contestants.
And just one more thing.
By celebrity, I just mean comedians. You know, they're not actually celebrities. Okay.
Well, in their own respect.
Sure.
One more thing before we move on here.
Yeah.
There will be prizes, but can I just name one prize right now?
Okay, sure.
Up for grabs. I'm not sure which competition we will give this away.
Yeah.
But a portable Genesis console.
Right.
Courtesy. A gift from our friends at destiny-games.com. Located 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548. Brent, did you know they're open Sunday through Saturday?
Oh, really?
Monday through Saturday, they're actually open from 10 to 9 and Sunday 11 to 6.
Wow.
So there's no reason you shouldn't go down there for all of your gaming needs.
Yeah.
And we will be giving away that portable Genesis handheld console, which you can actually hook up to your TV if you'd like as well.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Okay. And just to clarify, it's not a Nomad.
But it's right. It's not a. It's not a. Not officially licensed product.
But it is something that you can play with.
It's pretty cool.
So
pretty cool. Now be up for grabs. So there's a little incentive for you.
Yeah.
To come out to the show.
Yeah. So again, Los Angeles area. That's where it's happening. All right. Not Los Angeles area. It's happening in Los Angeles. But if you live in the Los Angeles area, all right. Or if you happen to be in town around the same time. So let's move on to today's topic, which is we're going back to sports.
Right.
We did this in episode 14, and this is our second time doing sports. And, you know, I have to say that I really like a lot of the music from sports games.
Really?
What? You say that's a part?
I don't know. So well, because you're an RPG guy.
I'm not. Well, no. Well, here's the thing. I think the best music from video games are from role-playing games.
Yes.
Like shooters.
Okay.
Okay. Shooters have really great music usually. And I'm thinking sports.
Sports.
Is up there with the kind of best genres of music,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
When you said RPG guy, did you mean an RPG player?
Player.
Guy? I don't know. You keep on thinking that I'm an RPG guy. I'm not an RPG guy.
76 episodes in.
I'm not an RPG guy. I don't really like role playing games. I mean, I do like action role playing games, but. You know, I don't. I think most people like our action role playing games. You know?
Yeah, I don't know why I've unfairly stereotyped you.
I'm not an RPG guy. I've only played a handful of RPGs.
Well,
you know?
You're an RPG guy to me if you play more than one.
Well, sure, I guess, but I'm not. I shouldn't. I don't want to get the reputation of being an RPG guy.
I'm not
an RPG guy.
I like.
I mean, I can I can appreciate RPGs.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It'd be funny if that was I had a coming out moment where I was. You know, that I was an RPG guy.
We should do something like that.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with being an RPG guy.
I'm just, I mean, look, maybe if they made, you know, RPGs, RPG fans, made it legal for them to get married, then I would feel more comfortable coming out.
Hey, maybe one day you'll be ready to come out of the castle.
Yeah. Okay. Come out of the castle. So, okay. Anyway, I'm not an RPG guy, but anyway, sports games have great music, and there's so many games out there, you know. There's just so many. There's just a lot and a lot of good music, and I feel like our last sports episode didn't really get a lot of listens, you know, for some reason.
Right.
I feel like, you know, no one really commented on that episode.
What number was that?
14.
Well, we were just starting out as well.
No, you know? But I feel like some of the other episodes around that time did
get
some. I just feel like that one particularly didn't really get a lot of listens. And there's some really good tracks on that other sports episode. So you should check that out. There's some really good music on that one. So anyway, we're doing it again. Seriously, check out the other sports episodes. Really good. Anyway, episode 76. We got all these sports tracks lined up. You're going to start us off. What do you have?
Okay. 76. And you said 13 was the last time we did it, right?
14.
14 was the last time we did it. Do you remember what track I played? Or the composer of the game at all?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
His name is Rob Hubbard.
Correct. The game?
John Madden.
And I'm going to go same play.
Okay.
We're going to go down the same route. You're going to cross to the left, and I'm going to hit you with this track right here.
Okay.
From John Madden Football. This track is, of course, by the great Rob Hubbard, and it is Unknown Track 2, kicking off our sports episode on the Legacy Music Hour. Unknown track 2 from the game John Madden Football by composer Rob Hubbard. And this is the music that plays every time you fumble.
Oh, is it?
For 2 minutes it plays.
Oh, that's not true.
And you have to listen to the whole thing when you fumble. And then it just shows you shots of you fumbling.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
No, because I kind of fumbled a little bit in playing the track. Whatever. It's kind of an inside thing. Right, we won't get into it, but.
This is end credits music right here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, why'd you say unknown track 2 before?
That's what it came up with on the player phone.
Oh, but how do you know that
Because I've seen the credits for this.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a variation of the title theme, that part especially.
Uh-huh.
When it goes, I can't even do it right now because I'm so, turn this part up right here. Or is this victory music? You know, I'm not even going to commit to that because of the error I made last time. But if memory serves me correct, and many times it has not, this is end credits music. Or it might be the victory music when you win a game.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, what a way to kick it off, huh?
Sure.
Rob Hubbard is the man.
And you said kick it off because it was a football game.
Pun intended.
Sure. Punt intended.
Oh,
or
okay.
Pun tended.
I like the direction this is taking already.
All right. Well, I'm gonna return to an old classic from our first our first sports episode.
Okay.
Super Spike V-Ball.
Oh, right.
This soundtrack just.
And
it's so good. You know?
It left such an impression on me when I first heard it. You played Daytona that first time.
No. Actually, I didn't.
No.
You played, I think, Brazil.
Right.
I think. And on a different episode, not our sports episode, I played Daytona on a different episode. And that's a really good track, Daytona.
Yes.
That's the best track in the game, actually, I think.
I think so, too.
But, and I also, I think Daytona's in that dance mix thing of mine, too.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's really good though, huh?
Yeah.
So the music is composed by Kazunaka Yamane. And this is a Technos game, makers of Double Dragon.
Yes.
And I don't know if we mentioned this on previous episodes, but you can play as the Double Dragon boys, the Double Dragon twins.
And the Super Spike people?
Yeah, you can be a team, or either you can play against them or you can actually play as them.
Right.
They're a team though.
Oh.
You can play anyway. So you can see the Double Dragon boys play volleyball.
Interesting.
So, I wasn't sure which one to pick. I wanted to play something from the soundtrack because it's so good. Title Screen or Chicago or Hawaii. I'm gonna go with Title Screen, even though, it's really just this one certain part of this track that just really gets me and I really like a lot.
Okay.
So Title Screen music from Super Spike V-Ball. For the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music from Super Spike V-Ball for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is Title Screen music from composer Kazunaka Yamane. And, you know, the part that really gets me on this track is that it's kind of near the end.
Yeah.
You know, there's sort of a there's a melodic situation that happens that's really good, you know.
It's like a staircase.
Staircase, yes.
Just beautiful notes.
I love, and it's the staircase part that really, I love. It just, you know, it has this like dicka 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 dicka, and it just keeps going. You know, here it comes. This part right here is so good. Love that. Right there. That part is so good.
It's great.
I love that. I love that. Dugga 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 dugga, and it just keeps going for, you know, I just love how that goes up there. Like, it goes up that staircase,
Super Spike V-Ball was, that was, I had a lot of fun with that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the music is just really good to this. I mean, seriously. I mean, let's hear that staircase one more time.
Hey, let's walk it. Here we go.
Let's walk up the staircase. It's coming up after this phrase here.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting ready.
Yeah.
Let me stretch for a little bit.
Yeah. That part just gets stuck in my head. It's just so good, you know? That's actually what made me pick this track over the other tracks, you know? The staircase. Here it comes, right here. So good. That part, I mean, that part is uplifting, straight up.
Uplifting.
It's uplifting.
Okay. I'm going to go with Toucan Club, which is a Famicom Japanese-only release. Okay. And this is actually pro wrestling. And we've decided we're going to do a pro wrestling episode, which I'm very happy about.
I mean, not just pro wrestling, just wrestling in general.
Wrestling
right?
games, right. Sumo included?
I guess so. Oh. Yeah.
I found a sumo game, but I don't know where to get the soundtrack, but we'll tap that discussion later.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that there was maybe up in the air, up for discussion.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I mean, first of all, let me just say whatever on whatever I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay? Or whatever on what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, okay, wrestling is definitely a sport, right?
Right.
I mean, if you do wrestling in high school, that's a sport, you know?
Sure.
But I kind of think it could be argued that pro wrestling is pro wrestling, you know, the kind of that you see on TV and stuff is not a sport.
Why would you even say that? Because it's professional now. It's the big leagues.
More of a performance, you know?
It's a great athletic sporting performance.
I mean, I guess you could liken it to like acrobatics, and I guess acrobatics is a sport, I guess, or something. I don't know. It just seems, you know, that it's, you know, the writers are going to say who's going to win, and, you know, it's acting, a lot of acting. And
by
stuff.
Writers, you mean the wrestlers themselves that are writing their own destiny, because I'm getting the impression here that you're calling this fake.
So do you, Rob, let me ask you.
Yes.
Do you think that pro wrestling is fake?
No. And you're wrong. And if you've seen any WrestleMania, you would know that you are wrong, Brent. And you're walking a very fine line, my friend. And I would think very carefully about the words you choose when you describe the sport.
Well, yeah, what's going to happen is, like, Hulk Hogan going to come here and rip my shirt off?
But I think something else would happen, but not ripping your shirt is the least of your worries.
Is Undertaker going to come here and take my underwear? Take my underwear off? it's all about these different guys coming in here and taking my clothes off.
Okay, all right, okay.
That's why he's the Undertaker, right? He takes off underwear? He takes off your underwear.
Okay, let's be serious. It can be argued wrestling is okay. Maybe there's some writing that is involved, some acting that is involved, some things that are not legit sports.
I mean, it takes physical, you know, fit, you know, to physically fit. I mean, it takes athletes to be in pro wrestling, but calling pro wrestling an actual sport, I think is iffy. I think I'm not saying it's no. I'm just saying it's
well,
iffy.
I included it because it's sports entertainment, which is the actual correct terminology.
Okay.
Sports entertainment.
I see that.
So it's sports related. There are rules. There are regulations. There is competition. There is a winner and a loser at the end of every match. Toucan Club by composer Iku Mizutani.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I will play tracks from this one on our pro wrestling episode when we get going.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, let me give you guys just a little taste.
Yeah.
Just a taste. A practice round.
Okay.
A batting practice.
Okay.
A tennis practice.
Sure.
Of the first lap in the pool. Here we go. Tsukani Club. Man, we were getting down. We had some moves.
It was almost like synchronized swimming, except no water, and it's wrestling.
That is a track by composer Iku Mitsutani. And there's some staircase action going on in that one.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Wait, is it?
It's coming up.
I mean, it wasn't like a long staircase like the other one. But yeah. A little bit. It was a short little. It's like a stepping stool.
Well, it's a short staircase to the ring.
I think it's right here.
Here it comes.
No. Is it right here? A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
So, I don't know. I don't know where that music is because I don't have a. I do not own a Famicom.
Sure.
And I have not played this game at all. But it'd be interesting to see where this song is. There's a lot of great tracks in this game.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to playing more in the future.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go move on to another game that I played on the original sports episode.
Okay.
Super Soccer.
Super Soccer.
And you know what? To be honest, I've pretty much been waiting for another sports episode to play this.
Okay.
Because it's sort of, I mean, I know I could play it on some kind of other episode.
Yeah.
Free play or whatever.
Sure.
But for some reason, I just didn't feel like playing it until another sports episode.
Well, now's your chance.
I know. I better take it while I have it.
Take the shot while you have your opening.
The composers on this game are Hiroya Niwayama, Hironori Tanaka, Masamichi Yamazaki, and Tetsuji Otani. And this is a game for the Super Nintendo. We're going to hear Argentina. Okay?
Don't cry for me.
From Super Soccer. This is music from Super Soccer for the Super Nintendo. Music by Hiroya Niwayama, Hironori Tanaka, Masamichi Yamazaki, and Tetsuji Otani. This is Argentina. And, yeah, I mean, This music is kind of white people music, but I think it's really good, though.
You think it's white people music?
Kind of. It has a white people sound to it, you know? Kind of has a white sound to it. You know what I mean? The drum beats kind of has a white people sort of sound to it. And I don't know, just the way the synthesizers are and stuff, it just sounds kind of, you know what I mean? Even the way you're dancing right now to it is kind of white.
I wish we had
white people.
I wish we had our camera so yeah. We could take this, take footage of this.
I like the way that there's a sort of you warp out of the track. I mean, it to the beginning of the track right here. I like that sort of warp right there.
Yeah.
It's a white people warp right there.
The white warp.
The white warp, yeah.
So this song got all kind of white all over it.
I mean, aside from the composers being, you know, full on Japanese, but it's definitely got that white feel to it. I like the synthesizer sound too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you just warped right out of that song.
I'm going with Tommy Lasorda Baseball, a baseball game.
Uh-huh,
I don't believe we've heard from this title yet. Mm-hmm. It was known in Japan as Super League.
Right, but actually, isn't it the other way around? Or no, it must not be, right?
Well, I don't know which one came first.
I think
maybe Super League came first.
No, but I'm thinking, wasn't the Japanese version was Tommy Lasorda Baseball? It seems weird why that would be. Right,
right. No, no, no. It was released in the U.S. as Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, it was. I thought it was released as Super League in North America. No? Okay. No, I mean, it would make more sense for it to come out as. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares, right?
Right,
okay.
Right. Well, no, a lot of people care.
Well, I'll get to the bottom of it.
Sure.
With the track listing.
I have got a track here for you. This is background music 3A from the game Tommy Lasorda Baseball for the Sega Genesis. Tommy Lasorda Baseball, a.k.a. Super League. That's a Sega Genesis Mega Drive title. And this is BGM 3A. And this, my favorite part is just coming up. This is a jam right here. Here we go. Turn this part up right here. I wish I had a convertible, Brent.
Why, this is convertible music?
That's straight up convertible music.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
This is music you cruise down and you're along the ocean side.
I kind of think that this music I would hear in a 1980s sushi bar.
Oh, 80s sushi bar.
Yeah. That 80s sushi bar kind of sound to
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll cruise up in my convertible
uh-huh.
to the sushi bar.
Were you thinking 80s, though?
80s. No, totally. Yeah, 80s. Okay. I was actually going to say I needed a big block phone as well
uh-huh.
while I'm in my convertible.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And a big, nasty redhead at your side.
Hey,
you
now.
Know what I mean?
Now we're talking.
You know what that's a reference to, right? You know that song, I Love L.A.?
Oh,
Randy Newman?
Right, I know the song.
He's got the rooftop down or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a big nasty redhead at his side. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big nasty redhead at my side, or something like that, he says. Tommy Lasorda at your side. Here's up in your convertible with Tommy Lasorda. All right, so I'm going to move to I'm moving to a Sega Genesis game also. Okay.
Okay.
Pebble Beach Golf Links.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm surprised I haven't listened to the soundtrack before because the soundtrack is all the way tight.
All right.
And yeah, the music is composed by Shigekazu Komaki. And yeah, lots of really good tracks on here. But we're going to hear Whole Overview.
Very nice.
And again, it's from Pebble Beach Golf Links for the Sega Genesis. Pebble Beach Golf Links from composer Shigekazu Komaki. This is Whole Overview.
Oh, man.
This is a great song to air instrument too, you know?
Oh, Shiga, please. This is great.
Yeah. Here comes it. First of all, good bass right there. You know, it's
great
good,
bass.
Good way to, you can just totally air bass to this, you know?
Yeah.
But listen to the solo, though, too. This is totally jazzy, you know?
We should do an air championships for our event. Just do air instruments.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
Air instrument challenge.
Yeah. Straight up drum solo right there. You get the drum solo, the keyboard solo,
the bass.
This song's pretty much going off, though, right?
Oh, I love this
song. Yeah.
I could cruise in my convertible to this one, too.
Yeah. Let's just get a little piece of the solo real quick one more time. Watch this. I love that right there. I love that. That's good.
Man. I hope this music is playing when you're actually on the golf course. That would be great.
Well, it seems to me it's called Whole Overview, so I'm thinking it's some sort of, I don't know, maybe after you sink, you know, get a hole or whatever, maybe it's doing some kind of replay or
some
statistic thing or something. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, pretty tight, right?
Great song. Okay, you know what? I think I am going to stay with the Genesis. I'm actually going to go Mega Drive on you.
Okay.
I'm going to Mega Drive you.
You're going to go Mega Drive on that butt.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to slam dunk Kyogu Maku that butt.
Okay.
This is a Mega Drive only release, which comes to us from Japan.
Well, I'm sorry, what's it called again?
Slam dunk Kyogu Maku.
Okay.
Maku.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a track I have found. So this is a basketball title.
Yeah.
And
really, I thought from the title it was a badminton.
Badminton. Yeah. Well, you could interpret it that way. Mm-hmm. But the graphic is a guy doing a slam dunk.
Right. He's dunking the birdie or whatever.
Right.
You know, over the net. Yeah.
Here you go. Slam dunk Kyogu Maku for the Mega Drive. That is a Mega Drive track. Okay. Name of the game, Slam Dunk. Kyou Go Makou.
Taiketsu.
Taiketsu. You just found that one.
Well, that's the full title, yeah.
I don't know why I copied it like that. I thought I had the full title. My sources deceive me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just an epic jam right here.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, just turn up those drums. I mean, this has got great bass as well.
Yeah, I really like how the drums kick in the beginning, you know?
This reminds me of Thunder Fox
credits.
Drums. I love just prominent drums like that.
Uh-huh.
This could be an 80s jam right here, too.
Obviously, all of this music we play can be 80s. You know, I mean, it is 80s, pretty much. I consider early 90s to be 80s also, you know?
Oh, yeah?
I mean, this game is actually from 1995, but... Yeah, it sounds 80s, yeah.
I think this one was really early on in the Genesis life cycle.
I think it's 95.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know what I was thinking. I was just thinking Tommy the Sword of Baseball. But yeah, though, this one, Tommy the Sword of Baseball was very early on in the Genesis life cycle. Uh-huh. But this one, I'm not sure, so you're probably right.
Right. You want to hear the drum kick in again in the beginning?
Hit me.
Let's do that. First off, I like this a lot, too, you know? It's nice.
It's nice. I'm gonna make a copy of this song and I'm gonna keep it in rotation in my CD player.
Uh-huh.
In my car.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think I have a Discman or anything. Walk around with a Discman on my hip.
Oh, why not? That's cool.
A Walkman is cooler.
Right, it is, yeah.
But a Discman is...
More 80s.
Yeah, way more 80s.
Yeah. I'm gonna move on to another track. Obviously.
Yes.
This is actually, but not just another track, it's another golf game.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of golf tonight.
Well, just two so far.
I think so.
Okay. Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about this soundtrack through you, because you played a couple of tracks from it already.
Right.
And it's great. It's a great soundtrack.
Golf has some great songs.
It does, yeah.
Tracks for video game music,
it
right?
It does, yeah, yeah. It's definitely got... It's very good, and the music is by sort of one of the main guys at Sega, Tokuhiko Uwabo.
Okay.
You know? And so this is a Sega Genesis game, and we're going to hear Score from Arnold Palmer, Tournament Golf. This is music from Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf for the Sega Genesis. Music composed by Tokuhiko Uwabo. This is Score, and you know, normally the rule on how long a track goes is if the track is, you know, 31, 32 seconds or less, or if it's 30 seconds or less, we usually repeat it twice.
Yeah.
But this one was about 34 seconds, and I don't know, just it's really good, and we did it twice, you know.
And I know this track because the tracks that when I was listening to this game for another episode, I remember this track.
Yeah, it's good. So good, I think. I love the kind of weird rhythms to it, too, you know? Yeah. There's a sort of a, we just passed it just now, but there was sort of a weird sort of stilted rhythm to the melody, you know? But I love this part right here, though. I love that right there. I like that high note right there, too. It's uplifting. Uplifting.
A lot of uplifting music today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very uplifting episode.
Hopefully it's uplifting.
Right there.
I hope it's uplifting listeners out there right now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Isn't this a great track?
I love that, yeah.
I think this is... I just love it. I love how synthesized it is, too. Yeah. Here we go again. I like that kind of weird rhythm. Yeah, so good. All right, one more time. Let's hear that stilted rhythm of the melody right here. Right there. So it's kind of weird. I like it, though. I like it. I like the track a lot. It's so good. All right.
Cool.
It's a good track. Good track.
What do we got here? Let's have a look here. Oh, another professional wrestling track. Mm-hmm. Because professional wrestling is the greatest sport in the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Real athletes compete in that.
Okay.
One day I'm going to be a pro wrestler, Brent.
Yeah, you have the... You have everything for it. What would you be? What would be your wrestling name?
I don't know. Actually, you know, I always wanted to be a manager. I still kind of have that dream in the back of my head.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'd make
you,
a good...
You kind of want to be a manager for a mixed martial arts fighter, huh?
That was a joke.
No, I know, but I kind of think there's some truth to it, though, right?
No.
No?
No, I can't.
You never want to be...
No. I mean, there's just so much that is involved in the managing of sports. As an entertainer, I mean, I'm sure... You are aware of that, that there's the business side of that. And I couldn't ever be a part of that. But to be a pro wrestling manager, that's fun.
Hmm. I wanted to be a manager at one point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, of a R&B kind of vocalist guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to manage this one guy. He was too difficult to work with, though.
Oh, well, hey. Something not
I had to drop him.
You dropped him?
I had to drop him from my client roster.
How big was your client roster?
Just one person. But, you know. I mean, I dropped him.
With Saturday Night Slam Masters, I'm going to go with the theme of greater.
I don't think you said the title yet.
Oh, Saturday Night Slam Masters.
No, I know. I mean, you said the title just now as if that was the second time you said it. But I don't think you said it yet. So, yeah. Now you're going to say it for a third time.
Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Boom. You're going to say it for a fourth time.
For the Sega Genesis. And the song I'm going to play for you is called Theme of Greater. Grater, not as in great, Great. This is the greater. Who grates opponents like cheese?
Sure. I love cheese.
Of Greater from the game Saturday Night Slam Masters for the Sega Genesis. You're not into this. I can already tell.
Why do you say that?
I can just tell. Maybe it's not your style.
It's not really my style. Right. You know? It's not really my style. You know?
The listeners are just going to have to hold on for just a second as I go across the table and headbutt Brent in the face.
Headbutt?
Saturday Night Slam Masters style. You weren't a pro wrestling fan either, right?
No. I was more of an RPG guy. I'm just kidding.
right.
No, I, you know, my friends are really into wrestling. I never was into wrestling.
I'll turn this part up right here.
I try to.
This is it. This is the crescendo. Right there. But
I try to get into wrestling because my friends were into it.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was, I don't know, boring, I guess.
Yeah, it's not for everyone, that's for sure. Yeah. But rock and tracks like these, I love them, and to me, they're a part of pro wrestling. If it's the theme of greater than, it's, I think it's walkout music, because I remember this was one of the games. This was one of the highlights of wrestling game, is when you could see the wrestler walk to the ring. That was a big deal, because that was part of the excitement and the anticipation when you watched a match. You would watch your favorite wrestler walk to the ring.
Is Greater a real wrestler?
Oh, no. Saturday Night Slam Masters was...
Just original characters.
Right. Uh-huh. I think one or two might have loosely been based on popular wrestlers from one or two organizations at the time, but you can't really tell.
Right.
It's completely its own thing. And it, to this date, I mean, it's one of the finest wrestling games, I think, on the 16-bit console.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is that true?
It's just fun. It's
The
WWF games and the WCW games were going for realism at the time. Uh-huh. And this was just silly.
Oh,
just big, over-the-top characters, crazy moves.
Oh, so it was more kind of cartoonish?
Oh, the characters are totally cartoony.
Yeah.
Super, just muscles everywhere, really fat guys jumping all over the ring. And
right.
It's fun.
Sounds cool. You had this game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I sold it, but...
Yeah, that sounds good.
I would like to get my hands on it again.
Mm-hmm.
And crush it.
Well, I'm gonna actually, for the wrestling episode, I will be sure to take a listen to the other tracks on here, because it is a Capcom game.
Right.
And it's hard to go wrong with a Capcom soundtrack.
I think it might actually have been released on SNES as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you might notice some differences... Or it might be a different soundtrack altogether. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't check it out for this one.
Well, you got to, you know, stick to what you know.
Right.
I mean, you actually played the Genesis version too.
Yeah.
Back in. So I'm going to move on to a this next game. Okay, it was called Konami Hyper Soccer.
Oh, Yeah.
This was actually a suggestion from Mike, one of the listeners.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, look, if you've got Konami, if you're going to mention a Konami game, it's, you know, I mean, if it's basically, I'm just trying to say Konami is the best, basically, you know,
music, the best,
you're just going to get good music with a Konami game. And, so yeah, I listened to this, soundtrack and, it's got some really good tracks on it. I'm going to play the ending track.
Okay.
Or the ending theme. And a composer unknown for this, but, you know, it's probably one of those Konami guys. And, this track has a crowd sound in the beginning of it. So you hear sort of a crowd sound and whistling and stuff, and then it goes into the track.
Okay.
And then, you know, you start hearing the music kind of fade into it. This game is also only released in Europe.
Okay.
So it was for the Nintendo, Entertainment System, Europe only, from Konami Hyper Soccer. This is the ending music. This is music from Konami Hyper Soccer, ending music.
Just
masterful track. It really reminds me of an 80s TV show kind of sound, you know?
Oh, I can totally
see it. I love it. I love that, you know? Also, if you notice that the bass, there's a lot of sort of sliding bass sound to it, you know? The bass is kind of doing sort of like, boom, like you'll hear that sort of thing, you know? Check it out. Well, not this part, not this part. But I love the melody too, you know? You hear the bass? Listen to the bass. Boom. Nice. Well, it did it. Yeah. I mean, this track is just so good, you know? So good. I love that. I love it. So good. It's uplifting. It's uplifting. It's truly uplifting.
I'm going to go with Konami Hyper Soccer as well.
Yes.
Because I saw the listener's suggestion from Big Mike.
Big Mike.
I'm just going to call him Big Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
From the homie Mike, and the composer is unknown. And I don't know where this is in the game.
Yeah.
But this is a jam right here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was right.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is pretty good.
Yeah, most def.
Konami Hyper Soccer. There's a fun track for you from composer unknown.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, still distinctively Konami.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
By the way, that crowd noise, I forgot to bring that up. That crowd noise from the track you just played.
Yeah.
Was interesting. Didn't Konami do Blades of Steel?
Yeah.
Is a completely different crowd sound.
Oh, yeah.
Than what they did in Blades of Steel.
Right.
Because okay. Blades of Steel, it's very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's played that, they know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this, it sounds like static, but then the whistling is just a.
Uh-huh.
And that was nothing. It didn't sound like that at all.
Wait, which? The whistling? There was whistling in Blades of Steel?
Yes.
Yeah. You heard the whistling.
Oh, yeah,
in
I did.
This one, too.
I
yeah,
I
yeah.
just thought it was interesting.
It sounded actually kind of more like seagulls or something. You know what I mean? It
yeah,
sounded like,
yeah.
like birds, you know. Kind of sounded like, actually, what it sounded like, is it didn't even sound like a crowd. It sounded like a wave crashing.
Well,
that, there's a beach,
I think,
and you get the seagulls and stuff. You know?
I think the waves of steel.
The waves of steel?
I mean, the blades of steel.
Yeah.
The blades of steel sound like waves as well.
Waves of seagull. Blades of Seagull.
Like the waves of steel.
All right, so next up we're going to hear from a game called Super Volleyball.
Very
and
nice.
This is for the Sega Genesis.
Another volleyball title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Episodes yeah. full of volleyball and golf tonight.
And soccer. Because I played that Super Soccer earlier.
Right.
Soccer, yeah.
And wrestling.
Soccer, wrestling. Golf, volleyball. These sports are not as popular, you know, as
Mainstream America. Right?
Yeah, they're not as popular as, you know, American football.
Football.
Yeah.
You know, basketball. I did have a basketball
right,
title.
Baseball. You did have the Tommy Lasorda, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, but I mean, there's been more of a focus
right.
on these, you know, anyway. So, Super Volleyball for the Sega Genesis. The composer, I don't feel like I'm got a full confirmation on the name of the composer, but I'm going to say it's Naoki Itamura, but I'm going to put a question mark on that on the
okay.
track list because I'm not sure if I mean I can't be I'm not 100% certain that it's that composer, but anyway, this is the match BGM, okay, and this track, it's kind of a quirky track, I'd say, but I like it. And I was definitely wanting to listen, itching to listen to it over and over again. So
okay.
there's something about it. It's quirky. I like it. It's good. Super Volleyball, Sega Genesis, Legacy Music Hour, Sports. This is music from Super Volleyball. This is Match BGM. And possibly from composer Naoki Itamura. And like I said, it's kind of quirky, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It's fun. I think it's good. I like it. And then the bass. I like that the bass is just sort of this constant. And the bass doesn't change the whole time. And yet the piece still seems to modulate, though, you know?
Okay.
Kind of, you know? It doesn't really modulate. I take it back. It doesn't modulate. There does seem to be some shift, though, you know, even though the bass is the same the whole time. You know?
I like songs where there's always that one steady thing, but it's so obvious that it doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
But then everything else is changing around it.
Yeah, yeah,
it changes
yeah.
the entire song completely. Right.
Now, this bass line, it really sounds like the bass line to... do you know Joe Jackson, by chance?
I think we've met on a couple of occasions, but...
uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I introduced you to him, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Joe Jackson, the musician?
No.
He does the song Steppin' Out. You know that song Steppin' Out?
No.
It's, I don't know, it's a song where the bass line sounds just like this. You know, I just want to have the bass line playing for a second here. It's like this.
Turn that up. How does the song...
It goes like this, it goes... Feeling, stepping out, you know, into the night, like something like that. I mean, I'm totally off key right here, but it's really, really good song, actually, the Joe Jackson song. But this is a straight up the same bass line right here.
Oh, wow.
It's like, da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. It sounds similar.
Nice. Right? Okay, I'm going to close out my set with a popular sports title.
Mm-hmm.
Tecmo Bowl.
Bowl.
Bowl full of Tecmo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play this game at all.
I did.
When I was young.
I did, because I was more of an RPG guy. I played this game all the time.
I can see that. But I have played it a few times with a friend of ours, Sal Colani.
I was going to say that
and Kevin
Che. Well, yeah, and Kevin Che, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that I actually didn't play this when I was a kid.
Right.
But I played it quite a bit as an adult with Jasper Red.
Okay. Oh, right. I hear he's proficient as well.
Yeah, yeah.
In the art of the Tecmo.
He says Tecmo Super Bowl is better, too, actually.
Okay. Well, I can see the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm more of a John Madden fan myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the kids today are, there's Bibles
right.
of the Madden football series now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, Madden Football 1, that's my stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm going to play the credits music
right.
for Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
And I had originally picked this out for the Game Boy.
Right.
And I thought it was great. And you know, sometimes I you have this thought as well. The Game Boy music just sounds, to me, cooler than the NES version.
Sometimes the mix on the Game Boy, just because it's slightly different. I mean, it's slightly different with the, because they use a user-definable waveform for the bass instead of just the regular triangle wave for the Nintendo. A lot of times it makes the music on Game Boy kind of sound better a lot of times,
yeah.
you know? But in this one, when you said that you were doing the Game Boy versions, Tecmo Bowl, I listened to the track and I was like, oh, that's the same track. I actually had this track picked out myself.
Right.
I mean, at first I did, and then I kind of decided to play something else instead. But I really like this track too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told you, I wrote you, I said, look, I'm going to almost insist that you play the Nintendo version because I think it's better. It has a better mix to it.
I had myself a listen and I agree.
It's got the drums are better on the Nintendo version. And just the levels are all kind of more balanced out and equal, I feel like, because the Game Boy one's uneven, I feel like, the levels, yeah.
Well, have yourselves a listen.
End credits. By the way, did you have the composer for this? I have the composer.
Who's the composer for this?
The composer is Keiji Yamagishi.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you that sounds familiar to you. Or
does not.
But this is the same. First of all, credited as KY Jet in the game.
Okay.
This is the same composer as Tecmo. Was it World Wrestling or Pro Wrestling?
Tecmo. I don't know.
Or whatever that game
the wrestling game for Tecmo.
Same composer, and also same composer as Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
And you can hear the similarities a little bit. You know, there's definitely a similar sound to these games. You know,
I think it's Tecmo World Wrestling.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I think so too. So, yeah.
Here
it is. So, Tecmo Bowl, Keiji Yamagishi, end credits. No, I'm just kidding.
You just hijacked my intro. That was pretty good, though. But you still can't do the Destiny Games drop like I did. 42134, Canton Road in Michigan. Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Here is the credits music to the game Tecmo Bowl from the Nintendo Entertainment System. Credits to the game Tecmo Bowl for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
And again, that's composer Keiji Yamagishi, composer of Ninja Gaiden. You can hear that Ninja Gaiden sound, sort of, you know?
The drum is very, very Ninja Gaiden-esque.
The way the voices are, too, is just, there's... But it's kind of funny how there's like a little Latin section to it, though, at the end, yeah. But, yeah, I like this part a lot. Like that. But, you know, the bass on this just sounds, it's a standard triangle wave bass. It just sounds a lot better on this. On the Game Boy version, the bass is, it's not a triangle bass.
Sure.
It doesn't sound as good, yeah. And it's too loud, too, actually, the bass.
You don't want to hear that. You want to get to
the Latin section again?
That Latin section is
okay.
It's curveball. Curveball.
Curveball, you say? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You say curveball?
Curveball.
Yeah.
Little Mario star power.
Yeah. I like how it goes back into the beginning of the song also. I like that, how the drums kind of
nice
kick back
mix,
in.
Yeah.
It's good, that's nice. Yeah. Pretty tight song, pretty tight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play a game called Rackets and Rivals.
Tennis.
And this game is was put out by Palcom. You ever hear of Palcom?
No.
It's basically, it's Konami.
Oh, was this another Ultra thing they did?
Exactly.
Wow.
But for Europe.
Okay.
Because of the same thing with Ultra, you know, why they created Ultra for North American releases, to release more games in North America, they created Ultra. They did the same thing in Europe, and they called it PALCOM.
Okay.
And so this came out on the Nintendo. One note. Konami Hyper Soccer didn't come out only in Europe, but it didn't come out in North America or Japan. It came out, I think, in Europe and Australia.
Okay.
Okay. This game, Rackets and Rivals, only came out in Europe.
Okay. All
right? And it came out under PALCOM, which, like I said, is basically Konami, but, you know, the European version of Ultra.
Right.
And I'm going to call this track Next Opponent, because it's the music that plays when you see who your next opponent is.
Okay.
And stuff. This track, it's I don't know how I would describe it. Maybe I'll describe it later when we play it, but it's kind of raunchy.
Oh,
I guess is what how I describe it. Kind of raunchy.
Okay.
And it's a tennis game, and so it's kind of funny to hear kind of a raunchy track for a tennis game. You know?
Right.
So anyway, music from Rackets and Rivals, and I don't have a composer on this, but for the Nintendo Entertainment System in Europe. Next Opponent. This is music from Rackets and Rivals for the Nintendo Entertainment System, Europe only. And this is Next Opponent. And I don't know, do you know what I mean by raunchy? There's something kind of dirty about this track.
Okay, dirty. It's a dirty track.
Kind of,
yeah.
You know, but in such a way that I get goosebumps listening to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it kind of sends chills down my spine, you know. I'm just kidding. But no, I was kind of getting goosebumps because the middle section of this track is so, I don't know, man. There's something about it just sounds like just kind of raunchy and sounds good. I don't know. There's something really good about it. This part right here. This part's so good right here. Then it gets a little even funky. Then it gets kind of funky over here, you know. It's kind of funky, you know. It's like a funky track, you know.
That one part where it starts to transition reminds me a little bit of David Bowie.
Oh yeah,
just a little bit.
The composer I was unknown for this, but it sounds so much like a Konami track, though. It's, you know,
yeah.
It almost kind of makes me think the composer of Bayou Billy did this or something, you know.
Oh, okay,
it has a Bayou Billy sound to it. I feel like, you know, but I love. You know, it's funny because, like, this track isn't, like, super, it's not super melodic, you know? It's not, like, melodic like other tracks.
Yeah.
But there's something about it that really gets me going. It's kind of more less in the brain, more in the body,
oh,
you know what I mean?
This
is a body, is a body situation,
okay.
You know what I mean? It's more of a bodily.
Here, go, turn this up.
This part. Love this part. Yeah, I mean, that part just gets me moving on my body and stuff, you know, because it starts out here, and then once that sort of section comes in, it just gets me going on my body and stuff. My body just starts moving to it and stuff, you know?
It gives me a tingle in the old pelvis.
Right here it comes. You know what I mean? Raunchy. This part, funky right here. Funky and raunchy, you know? Sort of just like dirty and funky, dirty situation.
Straunchy. Yeah.
It's like a braunchy situation.
A braunchy situation, even. And, sure.
And one thing that's also interesting about this track is, you know, it sounds... Okay, the bass is a regular triangle bass on this, but it sounds like the bass is this part. You hear that sort of... It sounds like that's the bass. What's actually happening is they're actually splitting... They're using the regular... You know, the regular pulse wave... using the regular, like, square wave, pulse wave sound, and they're kind of mixing it... They're splitting it between the melody and stuff. So I just... It's kind of a neat thing that's happening, so I'm going to just kind of demonstrate that by isolating the track, actually. Check this out. This is just one voice. This is only one track.
Right.
Or one channel right here. See that? So they're kind of like doubling up
right.
on voices by making them switch between high and low, you know, like that, you know? Like I said, this is only one channel right here. So it's kind of an innovative use of the channel, you know, by just basically having it have two functions almost, you know? And it's doing that with both of them, both of the square waves, so you're getting kind of a heavy, raunchy sound that way, I think, you know? And there's that's the actual bass right there. In there.
Hey, Brent. Some people might consider that raunchy, doubling up, you know what I'm saying?
right, exactly. Some sand, yeah, all that doubling up.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's... I wouldn't describe the track as heavy, but it makes me... I want to say the word heavy, but it's not heavy. It's just... It's deep, you know what I mean?
Oh.
It's not deep. I don't know if it's deep. It's just... You know what I'm saying? There's something up with this track. It's definitely turning me on right now. All right. Well, that's it. That's our sports episode. It's round two.
Game
Or whatever you say.
Second inning?
Second quarter. Second period, something like that. And for the full track listing, check
out... Halftime.
No. For the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 281-SONIC. 91 SONIC 91. Figure it out on your touch tone phone, all you touch tone, all you touch screen addicts. Used to be where there were numbers on the old keypad.
Yeah.
So
I mean numbers on the keypad.
I mean letters on the keypad.
Letters. Yeah,
letters on the numbers on the keypad.
Yeah. Letters on the number pad.
On the buttons. There wasn't even no pad. Right. Buttons. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's freaking people out right now.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I've never owned a cell phone, so
exactly.
That's how I do it.
Exactly. I'm looking at an antique on your coffee table.
The antique is in my bedroom, actually.
Oh, okay.
You should check that out.
Oh, we're in the annex today, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're in the annex right now, yeah.
The LMH annex.
So next week we're going to be doing Sunsoft Focus.
Yes.
Okay, Sunsoft Focus. Check it out. And I think that's it. May 11th is our live event.
Mark your calendars.
Our live show. You know, check it out. It's going to be fun, I think. Prizes and that sort of thing.
For more info, check out our Facebook, our YouTube, and like you had said, our webpage, legacymusichour.com.
Yeah. Now, we're going to leave you with, I didn't run this by you yet, but another tennis game. This is a Sega Genesis tennis game.
Okay.
It's called ATP Tour Championship Tennis. And the composer on this is Hikoshi Hashimoto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know that kind of sounds like somebody else that we know we've become pretty familiar with recently, Hitoshi Sakamoto. But
right.
it's not him. Sounds like him though.
So sounds an awful lot like him.
But Hikoshi Hashimoto, and the track we're going to hear is "Congratulations." So it's kind of like, you know, congratulations to the listeners for, you know, beating this episode. Or whatever, you know.
Completing
what I mean?
It.
Completing the episode, yeah. And I think that's all I have to say.
Well, I'm happy with that.
ATP Tour Championship Tennis. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F.
Thank you for listening.